guilty or not guilty. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So as we've continued our trip around the state of Arkansas to some beautiful places, today we find ourselves in Fort Smith. And if you look behind me, I'm actually sitting just, I guess, behind a mock-up of gallows. The history that is being remembered here at this site, the Fort Smith historic site, is that of Judge Isaac Parker. And at least that's part of the famous history of Fort Smith. He was a judge for this territory. He covered a really large territory for about 20 years. And in that period of time, sentenced 160 people to death. Now, not all of those death sentences were carried out, but he has been affectionately referred to as the Hanging Judge, Judge Isaac Parker. Coming through here today and letting my mind roll through all this today reminds me of something that Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 when he said that he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf that we could go free. So what does that mean? It means that the reason that Jesus came was because we were guilty. I mean, the Bible says that clearly. All of sin had come short of the glory of God in Romans, and the wages of sin is death. So our guilt was unquestionable. We were guilty. And the sentence for that guilt was ultimately death. And yet God sent His Son Jesus to become our guilt for us. That's what the cross is all about. So here today, looking at this remembrance of a lot of people facing the consequences for their actions, reminds me that someone else faced the consequences for mine. And His name was Jesus. Can I encourage you today, if you've never put your faith and trust in Christ, today can be your day of salvation, as Paul would say it. Simple as the Bible would say, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. You see, you can simply admit to God that you know Jesus came for you, that you know He died for you, that you know He was resurrected from the grave on the third day for you, and ask Him to forgive the sin that currently separates you from Him and be your Savior. Listen, if you want to know more about what it means to put your faith and trust in Christ, or even to follow Him on a daily basis, reach out to us through this LifeWord page that you're watching this video on, and let someone help coach you through what it looks like to follow Jesus. Hey, like I say every week, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate. And so until next week, I pray you have a great week. I love you. And we will see you next week on the tailgate.